Yo, what's up? This is your boy Young Drew coming at you with another episode of the latest podcast, Drew's Room. But tonight we're actually big chilling with the homie Keith, and we're actually in Keith's room tonight. So
yes sir.
It's a little bit of a different vibe, but we're gonna come to you full throttle. Again, it's your boy Young Drew, and I'm chilling with Keith, the one and only.
You know, I'm hosting, but my boy's doing the duties like he normally does. So you know, it's a family affair right now. We chilling.
It's a vibe.
Actually, it's more like a gang affair right now.
It's a gang affair. It's a vibe always. First of all, also Real Media in the mix.
What's up?
We got Very Rare Media in the mix. Yes, and most importantly, in the mix, we got this Seagram 7 American blended whiskey that's getting us tilted, slanted, yes, faded, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But,
that, and we have a little bit of the grill action. We got some chickens.
And not just that, but right now, officially, it's, if you celebrate or partake, it's officially Christmas Day. That so. It is. If you're listening, Merry Christmas, and I hope you're all having just a litty time with your family and whoever you're with, or even just hope you're good, you know? Yep. If you're solo dolo, hope you're Gucci.
And even if you're not, I would hope you take this time to just reflect, be happy that you're not working. If you are working, think about some other stuff, and just sit back and listen to some good conversation.
Because, yeah, we're definitely out here. We're having some conversations. We're just big baking it. Actually just finished up Mortal Kombat.
Yes, sir.
Which is pretty dope. I haven't seen that in a couple of years, but it always gets me stoked to fight. Although I don't know how to fight.
Taking it back to the 90s, you know, just some feel goods. Sometimes you just gotta take it back to the old school shit, talk about the shit that you know about.
You know what, real quick? You know what? I'm talking about, like, I brought up Mortal Kombat and I said it makes me want to fight. And I'm listening to myself talk right now and I've realized I've cussed a lot. You know, I was just hanging out with a friend yesterday and. She pointed out the fact that I curse a lot. And once she did, I feel like I was in myself and I was listening to myself talk. And I realized how, like, not disgusting, but I realized how, like, how much it diminished the quality of what I was saying. And I realized if I could find, and not just that, but I started to think about other words that I was saying. And sometimes I talk really simple and really basic, or I use a lot of slang a lot. And, you know, I use a lot of these dumb words. That I've either made up or heard, and I just started thinking about, like, you know, how we come off to people on just the way we carry ourselves, even as much as just a 4-3 minute interaction.
I get it, and sometimes you think you're doing it and you're trying to relate to someone, but in all reality,
you don't know them. You could be coming off so ignorant.
I can name
ignorant.
A specific experience right now to where I thought I was trying to be cool with this female, and
it ended up
terrible.
And so what I kind of realized is it would actually maybe be possibly even more beneficial to just, I don't want to say carry yourself better, but to, like, you know, speak a little more intelligently and or to have a little more respect. Or even if, you know, sometimes I feel like that's kind of putting on airs, 'cause that's not really me. The second I have a drink or the second I start really getting comfortable with someone, I'm going to let these curse words fly, some inappropriate jokes. But at the same time, you know, again, like I was just saying, you know, you gotta carry yourself a little bit differently when you're first meeting people, especially, again, first meeting people. Gotta be a little bit more respectful. But
see,
again, it's shallow waters. You know, you gotta tread lightly.
This is how you do it. If it's with, like, the opposite sex or something, like, for my people who are same sex, if you're trying to attract someone,
just in general,
there's a little bit of a courting phase to where you gotta know that, okay, well, everything I'm doing and saying at this point is to attract this person.
And not just that, but it's being judged.
Well, a little bit, but I mean, at the same time, you gotta give it to them, spoon feed them who you are. You can't just give it to them all at once.
Yeah.
Like, it sometimes it's for acceptance, but sometimes it's just like, okay, I need you to make sure you can take this. Can you take this?
And exactly. Sometimes I realize it is like that. We're like, you know, the first little bit of interaction. You know, I feel like I do really good because I'm really aware of, wait, hold on, this is my first time, I'm in a new environment, it's a new setting. I'm really good with that for the first little while.
Yeah.
But like I said, the second I get comfortable, like, bro, I feel like all that's out the window. I start saying slang, I start every other word out of my mouth is fucking shit, and I just need to get away from that.
And sometimes that's how it starts, but they gotta know who you are, they gotta know what you're about.
And that's kind of one of those things where I feel like exactly that, where... That is me. I do say fucking shit a lot. And then it's funny because as I started listening to myself more and more, I was hanging out in my room and I was, I don't know, watching something, or maybe I was listening to something, or I don't know what I was doing, but I was hearing my mom through the, you know, I had my door open. I was hearing my mom or somebody And they were like just like watching TV, and they were just casually cursing, like, "Oh man, it's fucking funny," or "Oh shit, yeah." And then I realized, like, we are, and I hate to bring it back around to this, not that I'm bringing it around to this, but I hate to come down to this, is we're a product of our environment. And so culturally, if we're brought up, or even not even culturally, just in your own home, if you were brought up and cursing wasn't a big deal, it's not a big deal when you're, and again, it's one of those things where when you're meeting new people and you're out in public, you should have a little more censorship. But at the same time, people are different, you know, words have different meanings to different people. And that was one of those things that I think really set in on me, is even the lightest things that you could say.
Yeah.
Like, I could just be making a joke and like, man, that was really, this person fucked up. Like, that could come off as like, maybe a little ignorant, you know? Like,
I think it's about what your personality is.
Yeah, and how you receive it.
I do cuss a lot, but I pick and choose my times.
Mm-hmm. I have to be a little bit better about picking and choosing, I think, my time.
For example, I know exactly when and how to do it to display emotion, or to try to relate, or to try to
emphasize what you're saying.
Exactly. For example, if I'm at work, I'm professional. I'm a professional at work. But if I start cussing, you know somebody fucked up.
And you're chilling.
Come see about me before I go off some.
I feel you.
I'm about to get real fucking disrespectful right now. Yeah, like, yeah. I've said that out loud. That's a red fucking flag for some people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I say it like that for a reason. Like, hey.
Yeah, it starts.
Something's up right now.
Yeah, it starts getting a little bit different.
Or it's just like, damn, babe, fuck.
And then you know what? Right before I started this, I told you, man, I want to talk about, and I rattled off a couple things, expectations, preconceived notions, relationships, just with everybody in general, friendships, quick acquaintances, casual encounters. And so one thing I wanted to bring that around now is to what you're saying is it comes down to your expectations and the way you were brought up and preconceived notions. If you have some sort of inclination that, you know, the word fuck and shit and bitch and all this, or if you immediately tie that into a negative thing, then yeah, when you hear someone speak like that, then you're just like, bro, this person is this and that. Even if they are using it in a joke or in a mild manner or in an aggressive way, not even towards somebody being aggressive, but in a conversation to explain some sort of, it all comes down to preconceived notions and expectations. You expect someone to either be this or sound like that. It's not jiving with you. You're uncomfortable. Like, and so that's something I wanted to talk about in the beginning of this. I said I wanted to talk about preconceived notions and expectations. And I just think, first of all, we're all human beings.
Right.
And once you can really admit that and understand that, first of all, I don't understand that till it's molecular level. But once you can really analyze that on a like situation-to-situation basis, even on the smallest levels, I feel like things make a little more sense logically, emotionally, and things like that. When you realize, like, first of all, hold on. We're all humans. This person is reacting right now as a human, as I probably would be if I was a human in their situation. And then so you have to take a step back and say, yo, hold on, like, this is a human, let me not be unhuman to them, kind of thing. And you have these expectations, so I want to wonder about how are expectations set, and how do we come across our own expectations, you know?
Well, I think that's a very, very good question. And what you got to realize is, just like you said, we're all humans. And then it's taking it a step further from that. Not only thinking about how they're feeling it about it, but how would you react in that situation?
Right.
And knowing that, having actions based off of those emotions and feelings, you feel me?
Yeah.
And that's how you got to carry yourself moving forward.
And so with your expectations and your actions and feelings like that, one thing I wanted to talk about is your expectations and your preconceived notions of, like we said, of somebody. Let's take it away from something, because, you know, as we all know, things can break. You could buy a dope ass MacBook and the next day it could just break for whatever reason.
Yeah, sure the fuck,
yeah. Yeah, whatever, it happens. But let's make it more specific as about to somebody. Why and how should you impose your expectations on somebody? I say why first, and then I say how, because why would you and or should you answer? Let's talk about that first.
Okay.
Why and why and when should you impose your expectations?
Because here's the why. You want someone to treat you the way you want to be treated. It's the golden rule. That's why. So when you're going up to someone, you know, you don't want them to be a dick to you, so don't be a dick to them. Right. Be cool, you know? And the way that you, whoever starts the conversation, that's the way that that relationship is going to carry out. Mm-hmm. So if you're cool with someone, they'll be cool right back.
And even more so that conversation. You know that what I'm saying? Conversation. If you started out a little aggressive or mild-mannered.
If you set the bar up high, it's only going to be good. Even if it fails, it can only be, like, not that bad. You feel me?
Right.
Like, I know you can't really see my hand right now, but if you set the bar up high, if you fail, it's not going to be bad. Whereas if it's just like, what's up, bitch? That conversation is going to go one of two places.
Right.
You feel me?
So that's the why you should. Because, yeah, and I get that. You definitely should. And let me, before I go on to the next question, is all expectations? Is it one of those things where you're just extremely nitpicky? And do you end up being alone at that point? Or
I mean, some people are like
that. Or is it like a trade-off where you have to kind of, it's a checks and balances?
Me personally, I'm always looking for like for the best. I'm a glass half full type person. Looking for the best out of all situations. Some people just accept the negative in all situations. Like my uncle, he's just, like, he's set in his ways. He's an older guy, so, you know, he looks at people who have lighter skin differently, like, oh, they must be racist. But yet he's got 2 degrees in philosophy and communications of all subjects.
So he really understands. And he understands how to communicate in philosophy. He understands the ideas that are behind different things. But he's stuck in his ways.
But at the same time, he can't carry out a conversation. He's still single. He's been married but divorced for years now. Like, you have a degree in this shit, but you don't understand it.
And so the second part of this question was, when should you hold
people?
When
and how?
No. How would be the third.
Okay.
When should you impose and or hold people to your expectations or preconceived notions?
How do we link up?
Just baking it on some goon.
But at the same time, it was all love.
Yeah.
I was swagged out. You were swagged out.
Right.
It was what it was.
Shout out sportsnutritionoutlet.com. Slimbo's fucking was swagged
up.
Out.
But it's just like, hey, what's up, fam? Hey, what's up, fam? How you feeling, bro? Hey, I'm feeling good right now. How you feeling? Hey, let's keep that feeling going.
So from that immediate second when we started walking up to each other, you had expectations of, I'm cool. These fools should be cool. Like, I'm exactly. Not starting no shit. So that's what you're saying is you should immediately hold some sort of expectation of somebody. Maybe not to the fullest degree of they should be the $1,000,000 breadwinner that I think they should be. But
at least cool to have a conversation with, bro.
So that's what I'm saying. There's times where you have to pick and choose what expectations you're holding people
to. For
example, and when you're holding them. So that's what
yes.
I'm saying. So you said immediately you're holding people to expectations, and that's why I'm asking, are you picking and choosing what expectations? Because did you walk up to us expecting us to offer you what we offered you?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Or did you walk up, like you said, expecting us to at least be on that same level
at least
of,
be cool.
Hey, we're all chilling, it's fucking 1 a.m, I'm fucked up, you're fucked up, like, I
you
can
never
clearly
know
tell
where
you
it's gonna go.
There was 4 or 5 of us hanging outside the car, we must have been on
a
vibe,
on,
you know
what
I'm saying? So, okay, that's definitely one thing.
But at the same time, if you were in a bad mood, if you're looking to pick a fight, you wouldn't pick a fight with the happiest person you see on the road, right?
Well, I mean, probably. They're probably the person pissing the mad person off the most.
Which is true.
You know how that goes.
But yeah, at the same time, if they're the happiest person, they're not going to have too much tolerance for that
shit. Yeah, they're going to just carry on their way.
Exactly.
You know, if you
you're
going to
look for someone
else,
you're expecting to find someone who you can piss off just as
probably
much.
Equally as drunk or fucked up.
Exactly.
To get this shit going.
So it's the same thing. If you're in a good mood, you're looking for someone else who's in a good mood.
And you're jumping to the how. How do you think you hold someone to your expectations?
You have to be real with yourself,
within,
bro.
Within a respectable way, because like you just, I like that you said that, because that's why I threw that in. You have to be real with yourself, because if you have these expectations that really you're maybe not living up to or don't have yourself, I can understand that. So yeah, how do you convey those expectations?
Like I said, you have to be real with yourself. Nobody wants to be the one mad person in the room in a room full of happy people. That's only gonna piss you off even more.
Yeah.
See, you need to be in touch with who you are and what you're looking for. Don't try to go up to someone saying, like, everything is cool when it's really not. If it's really not, it's okay to vocalize that shit. But at least be cool, because you want to be respected for your feelings. You want to be respected for how you feel and what you feel and how you move.
Definitely.
If I walked up to the craziest, bought the local gangster,
right,
I'm not going to discredit him. because he is who he is. But if he's cool about his shit, you know, we could vibe on that. If I walked up to someone, you know, me being black, if I walked up to someone who was racist and, you know, was wearing a hood, I wouldn't expect them to be cool.
But you're expecting to have maybe some sort of, like, what's up, bro?
Like, right? I'll give them that one or two seconds, like, what's up?
What's up, bro?
And if you're trying to start trouble, hey, I'm going to shut that down real quick. Where you from? But I'm going to give you that 1 or 2 second, that chance, that, hey, are you cool or not?
And so this is it's perfect that we're talking about this, these interactions. And I feel like every time we run a podcast, somehow me and you happen to have these conversations that bleed into what I want to talk about. So when it comes to relationships, and I'm not talking about like a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, I'm talking about interactions, casual interactions, acquaintances, things like that. Like you just said, someone passing by someone on the street. And, you know, when you're about 10, 15 feet from someone, you're just starting to make eye contact. You know right. You're about to pass each other. For the most part, you know you're about to say, like, what's up? Especially if it's 9, 10 o'clock at night, both of you are in a little darker. If you don't acknowledge each other, something sketchy is going on. So that's what I'm saying. How do you approach these interactions
before I even answer that question, let me preface that by saying that experience is different for you than it is for me. Because in this area that we are in, it's different for you than it is for me. If I'm walking down an alley dressed how I am right now, some people might want to go the other way.
Definitely.
Some people might do their best to look down at their phone.
That's what I'm saying is, and that's why it's wrapping into all this. How do you approach these situations, these relationships, in a sensitive manner enough to where you can not have it be a hostile manner, but also still have your expectations of what it should be? Because again, you're talking about when you're coming down the street, people are starting to have these preconceived notions of Keith looking the way he looks.
True.
And all of a sudden their expectation is, I'm not going to go down this way because this fool may try to bang on me or rob me. Whatever it is, like you said, we're in Orange County. Let's just be honest here. People are a little more racist. There's a big black dude, you know what I'm saying? Be real.
Keeping it how it is.
Yeah, keeping it how it is. So that's their... So how do you approach that? Because like you said, if there's like a white dude or a white... Let's make it even a little more risque. There's a slender-looking white girl walking down the street. She's having that expectation. How do you approach that enough to where you're walking up? Do you fully greet it? Or even then, or maybe you were in the 7-Eleven or something, you start having it. So I'm saying, how do you approach that and how do you imply your expectations? And really, it's one of those things, because I want to talk about more about how you build a relationship, but I want to approach just those casual interactions that could be kind of uncomfortable and how you...
Bet.
And so how you have your expectations and or if not.
I can't speak for everyone in answering this. This is just what I've become accustomed to. It's about being the smartest person in the room.
We're having an open conversation to open up other people. So, yeah, please.
So, this area that we're in, La Habra, Brea.
Shout out North Orange County.
You have to understand what the vibe is. Orange County, everyone's, you know, low-key, trying to be to themselves. They'll be friendly if you talk to them. But outside of that, you know, they're not really trying to fuck around too much.
People got some money, they're just trying to do their shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not South Orange County where people are trying to big flex and get your attention.
Exactly.
Like you said, it's a little more low-key. Motherfuckers got money. They want to go home, go to the store, do their shit, whatever they're doing.
So, in passing, hey, how you doing? How's your day? Oh, it's great. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah. Keep it pushing. Have a good day. Yeah.
Keep it pushing. You have to know your surroundings. But if we take this to, say, Crenshaw District,
right,
and I'm looking the way I am right now, I could run into some problems just by walking across the street.
You're going to have some problems.
You know what I'm saying? So it's about knowing what your surroundings are and who's in those surroundings.
Just because you're a bigger black dude, I could see, like, fools just trying to, like, just trying
you know what
to,
I'm saying?
Just trying to, like, check you and shit. Like, where you from, dog? Like, no, it's not even like that, bro. Like,
or if I was in...
Like, yo, you got the wrong guy.
If I was in Havasu right now. If I was in Havasu, like, it's a different vibe. Like, I'd feel out of place. Or if I was in Idaho...
Yeah,
it's a different vibe. You got to know what your surroundings are.
And it's funny that you say that, because there's times, you know, I've heard it a lot, bro. Where like it's funny, bro, because I see myself in the mirror and I'm like, bro, you're Mexican as fuck, bro, with the dark hair, with the beard. I hate to say it, but when I get that tan, bro, I'm dark as fuck. But a lot of times I've heard like, bro, you barely even look Mexican. Like you look like a white dude with a tan.
If I didn't know you if I didn't know your name, I'd be like, yo, you're straight up white.
And that's what I'm saying. Like I hear that a lot, and I've even had like straight white dudes, like blue eyes and shit, ask me like, hey, bro, like, what's your ethnicity? Like, you're not white, right? Because they kind of more or less know. You know, white people know who's white or not, but they know, bro. But I've had people like second question that shit, but even then I think there's been times, bro, where, and you see the way I look, bro, I don't look fucking aggressive or anything like that. I more or less kind of dress like a hipster, you know, kind of fucking chill, yeah?
Yep.
But there's been times where I walk through some places and people are looking at me like, I fucking, like, yo, fucking hold on, lock the doors. Like, you know, like.
But and even so, still, that's what I'm saying. The second part of it, though.
How do you approach someone like that in a casual way who's coming at you with their expectations and preconceived notions? How do you break that? That's what I'm saying. How do you break their preconceived notions and expectations and then implement your expectation of, nah, like, I'm chill, like.
Again, it goes back to being the smartest person in the room and being in knowing that you don't want to be the sourpuss in the situation. If I'm walking on the street, I'm walking to the 7-Eleven. I'm high as fuck, or I can be sober as fuck. It doesn't matter.
Right, whatever the situation is.
But we're crossing paths. Right. Like, me being me, you being like a later aged white dude walking down the street, you know, you're just getting your exercise on.
Yeah.
How are you going to feel if I acknowledge your presence, but you don't acknowledge mine? You're going to feel like shit for about 5.2 seconds.
Yeah, for at least another 5-10 steps, bro.
And that's just going to stick in your mind, even though it's that
experience. I'm going to probably get home and big and be like, damn, that fool's kind of a dick.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, what the fuck? If I see that fool again, I'm going to even say, like, hey, what up, bro? You good?
Right? You don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be that guy.
And so sometimes it's just about knowing who's around you.
And so let's take it the next step up, because like I said, that was just how I wanted a thought on casual encounters and quick acquaintances. But when it comes to relationships, and again, I don't want to take...
Not just with females, right?
Again, it's relationships, whether it's a friendship, whether it's your brother, cousin, uncle, whether it is your significant other, whatever it is, whether it's your coworker, whatever it is. How do you go about implementing your expectations, not in an overbearing way, but still, like you said, we're humans, we want, first of all, we should never settle. We should treat people how we want to be treated. How do you implement those expectations without belittling that person and who they are? Because again, I know tomorrow we're going to be running a podcast with a certain topic and agenda and things like that, and I definitely don't want to take away from that. But one of these things is, just for an example, complete, maybe a little bit different from our question, but let's just say, for an example, I have, I'm seeing a girl, and let's say I feel like she's not into it for whatever reason. We're not hanging as much, or let's say I post pictures of her, and maybe she doesn't really post a picture of me. Who am I to now say that this person is not fully in it, and or this person... So my expectations are obviously higher, right? My expectations are, well, I'm posting you, I'm giving you this and that. So how do you go about now imposing your expectations in a safe manner? I know you said, you know, we should treat people the way we should be treated. You don't want to be the sourest, you know, things like that. But now it's in a relationship you have. It changes the atmosphere and the dynamics a little bit.
I get that.
So how do you go, because just because that person isn't giving you what you exactly want doesn't mean they're not on that same page.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm getting at, is how do you go about holding those expectations to those people? Is it
speaking in those manners specifically?
And again, this is not just in that relationship. This is a relationship with a friend who could be, again, who's just, you know, you're the best homie, and your homie is like, not that he's not your best homie, but it just might not. I've talked to, you know, some girls that say, like, bro, I'm always here for this girl when she's going through this breakup, and when I have issues, she's isn't there for me. And so how do you hold
them? You're already touching on it right now.
Yeah, please.
It's simple. Communication. You got to speak up. You have expectations. These expectations, let's break that down. What's an expectation? It's an idea that you have for somebody else or for some other situation.
Yeah, from outside before, of you. Some sort of preconceived notion. Sometimes with yourself.
Exactly. So you have to communicate what that expectation is. If that person doesn't know what the expectation is, there's always going to be some sort of not even gray area,
it's going to be a dark area.
Exactly. So
this person doesn't know you like the color yellow, they never fucking may buy you a yellow flower or wear a yellow shirt in your life, you know? So, matter of fact, they may come out saying, fuck, I hate yellow.
Exactly. So part of it is taking ownership upon your expectation. You can't expect to have the baddest bitch in the world and you don't have standards. You don't communicate like, hey, this is what I need you to do. You got to talk. Closed mouths don't get fed.
But so, like I'm saying is, and then how do you, you should communicate your expectations, but how, And when do you feel that you should live up to other people's expectations? And or how do you feel and when should other people live up to your expectations? Do they have to?
No. And that's all about being true to yourself and being true to the game. That's where communication comes in. Like, you my homie, right?
Well, what do you mean, real quick, let me back you up. What do you mean true to the game?
True to the game. The game of life. The game of what everybody's trying to get to.
What you want out of life. True to your game. Okay, I feel you. I understand. Okay.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
So, just putting our friendship.
Right.
As an example.
Right.
We do set expectations at times. Like, hey, bro, I'm trying to get fucked up tonight.
Right, right.
And if you're not trying to meet that expectation, you're probably not going to fuck me that night.
Right, right.
Or if I'm trying to do some other shit, like, hey, I'm trying to get some...
Or like we've talked about, like, yo, your expectation would go over and pick it at the homie's house. My expectation is like, yo, I'm trying to get some girls tonight or whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
A little bit different. So, like I said, when do you hold those people to that expectations and when do they need to meet those expectations? Because and I hate to try and touch bases on what we're going to talk about tomorrow, but in a situation like what the question was, you know, what should you do or something along the lines if a guy isn't giving you like basically the same attention or whatever it is. And so that's what I'm talking about. In a situation like that, when do you feel that you've lived up to 1,000% of your expectations? It's like, okay, hold on. But at the same time, that person doesn't know you're living up to the expectations. So it's a huge topic, man.
To answer your question, let me ask you another question. How do you know you're living up to those expectations?
Exactly, and that's why I wanted to talk about that. Because who sets those expectations? Where did you get that expectation from? And exactly, how do you know you're living up to it? I can have an expectation to be with this and that and want this and that, but what makes me feel like I deserve to have that expectation met? Let me now look back introspectively and ask, what have I done to meet these expectations?
So to answer that question, that you know you're meeting the expectations when the expectation has been explained and you know that your actions are meeting that expectation. And at that very point right there, when that expectation has been explained and you know you're meeting that, that's when you should provide your expectations. The word is slipping my mind, but you guys are meeting at the
middle. Give and take.
Exactly.
Okay.
Compromise. That's the word.
Compromise, right? It's give and take. It's a little bit of compromise. You win some, you lose some.
So to answer the question specifically, your expectations should be conveyed when you know you're meeting somebody else's.
Okay. And so you said when you know you're meeting somebody else's, inferring that that person has conveyed their expectations to you.
Mm-hmm. Now, you see, I just want to point out something. This whole conversation started out in a different manner.
Completely.
You're holding yourself to a different standard, and that's part of your expectation. You want somebody to meet you on your standard. It's all about how you carry yourself as well.
What do you mean?
When you started off by saying, I say a lot of fucks and shits, and you haven't said none of that in the past few minutes.
Well, you know what it is because, like I said, right after that is I said that I've been holding myself accountable and I've been in the moment more. So I do have expectations for myself that I feel like I'm living up to, but who says that that expectation is correct? That's my expectation.
It doesn't have to be correct, though. That's just what you expect.
So that's what I'm saying, is that's what I'm asking. But let's say my expectation for myself was to curse less and to talk a little bit more educatedly, or more, you know, whatever, sound a little more smarter. This fucking Seagram's is hitting, so I apologize. And I threw the fucking in there because I wanted to emphasize
the feeling, like,
but that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm trying to use words like inclination and things like that because, again, I'm trying to be more in the moment. I'm holding myself to these expectations, but again, that's my expectation. Maybe you have and let's just put this in a different situation. Maybe Keith has an expectation of me to speak even above where I'm speaking right now. How do I know that I'm meeting your expectation? And that's what I'm saying. How do I hold myself accountable to what your expectation is? And how do I hold you accountable for what my expectation is? Without belittling you. Without saying, like, kind of, Keith is kind of a piece of shit for not being able. Or, you know, like, Keith, this person's kind of not at the level I am because of the way that, like, how is it, like you said, it's a give and take, pros and cons, but that's what I think because of we're going to get on your podcast tomorrow and we're going to really talk about this topic and a little more. I'm not going to tiptoe it around it so much because I have a lot I want to think about but say, but that's kind of what my thing is. when you're being held to someone's expectation, even if you know it, like, what makes that the right version of what you should do and or be? And when do you accept it and live it without giving up your expectations of what you want and
that,
what they should be?
Sir, is a judgment call.
Exactly. And so that's what I'm saying. Call. With the question you got is, I almost want to ask that person the audacity. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Or I want to tell that person the audacity you have. Let me ask you, what's your expectations of yourself? You're there? You're there? If you're holding people to an explanation of this and that and saying that I'm a good girl and I'm being pushed, the expectations of a good girl you're truly being, and if you are truly, you think that person is not living up to your expectations? What if they're living up to their expectations of what they wanted, but maybe you're not? And maybe that's why they're being the way, you know, that's what I'm saying is, like, we are all human beings. We're all going to set expectations, but none of our expectations are right. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I wonder is, like, the audacity.
It's about communication, bro.
The audacity. Like, how do you...
I don't have a degree in communications, but I feel like I'm a very,
but you
very
know that communications is an important part of anything.
Very.
Bro. Like, how is anything going to get done and or solved without telling what is proper? Like, and I hate when people do that, bro. People can be watching you fuck up, and they'll be, like, frustrated watching you, and they'll let you fuck up, and then after, like, let me do it. You saw me fucking up the whole time.
How come you didn't say shit?
Yeah, you didn't say shit. I'm not a dickhead. I don't need to do it on my own. I'm not, and I, you know, this is completely off topic, but females in 2018 are really on that vibe, bro. I'll do it on my own. You can't even open a door anymore for a female. That's neither here nor there, but, you know, that's the thing. It's like, you know, I'll do it on my own. It's like, your expectations are your own expectations, and that's why I wanted to ask, and that's why I wanted to have this conversation. Like you said, immediately you should hold people to expectations.
Immediately.
You know, you should think people are nice and at least not going to fuck you over, that kind of shit. Immediately, you should at least
be on the same vibe. If it's set immediately, then that means I've given you no reason to expect anything less.
Right.
So you're always going to expect a certain standard from this person because they've never should give you any reason to expect anything less.
And so those are general expectations, right?
The general and specific.
For example,
I'm going to explain at great detail when I need to for things that I need to make sure you understand about me.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just a general vibe, I'll let it be. I'll let it be right. What it is. It can be something that we're talking about that's serious or not serious. But if I'm asked a specific question and I care deeply about it, I'm going to give you detail. I'm going to use my vocabulary to make sure you understand.
So would you say there's a time and place to hold people to expectations? Or again, right out the gate, you're holding people to every
right out
expectation
the gate, bro.
You have?
And it's right out the gate.
And when they don't meet them, is that game over?
Well, no, not necessarily. It's just, it depends on what those expectations are. For example, it could be some super low-grade expectations. Like, I expect you to say what's up next time I hit you up.
Right.
Because of the interaction that we had when I first met you.
And if you don't, then it's not that big a deal.
Exactly.
I get it. You could have been busy. You could have been whatever it is.
Exactly.
But if it's an expectation like, yo, I expect you to not
fuck like
the homies after we're involved. And that's because that's a big one. That's like probably as big as I can think right now. After you and I are involved, I expect you to not talk to my friends. Yo, if that's broken, that's like one of those things where it's like, I expect us to now not be friends. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah. So again, there is a time and a place to hold people to those expectations. So again, if it's a text message, I hit you up, you didn't hit me back, man, it's a fucking small expectation. I'm holding you to it, but you didn't hit me up, it's not the end of the world. So again, there's a time and a place to hold people to these general expectations. You're holding them to it, but not consequential life or death. Mm-hmm. But again, yeah, something like that, yo, like, I don't even know. Again, like, yo, we had a baby. I expect you to at least hit me up and involve me. Disappear and ghost. Like, yo, that's messed
up. True.
That's an expectation they had to live up to and they didn't. So that's what I'm saying. There's a time and place. There's certain expectations.
But right? In that situation, you got to understand there's some communication. You're not going to just smash, and then whether you're the female or the male in the situation, you can't expect them to know what you're thinking and feeling. There's got to be some communication that happens. Are you going to be in the delivery room? Do you even want to be a part of this? How do you feel about this? Do you want to keep it? There's some talks that go on.
And I'm glad that we're now, and like I said a few minutes ago, every time I have these conversations, I feel like they naturally cycle themselves into the next thing. And I absolutely love that. Because now that we are starting to talk about relationships and expectations, I want to talk about relationships that happen or interactions that happen that aren't necessarily surface, but that are quick.
I'm going to need you to elaborate on that one,
please. Yeah, and I really want to. So, I feel like,
As you do so, sir, do you want some more
Seagrams? Yeah, please top me off with the Seagrams. Shout out Seagrams. This isn't a paid promotion or anything like that. I absolutely wish this was a sponsored ad or something, but absolutely not. Really, we're just sipping big and talking this BS, but, yeah, let me elaborate a little bit on what I'm saying here. If I can remember what I'm saying here now that I'm poured up. What I'm saying is in these quick interactions, first of all, I tell people all the time, and you probably heard me say it, bro, but I'm a very emotional person. I feel like when people hear that, they think, like, I'm a very sad person. No, I mean, I'm a very emotional person. If I get upset, 0 to 100 real quick. If I feel like I'm in love with somebody, 0 to 100 real quick. If I'm an emotional person. Yeah, if I get sad, 0 to 100 real quick. If I get anything. And I'm also, in that sense, I'm emotional in the fact that I feel like I can feel people's emotions. And so I'm talking about these quick interactions these little interactions that, let's just say for an example, the other day I was at work and I've seen this guy a couple times walk through and I've heard him talk a couple times. And at first when I heard him talk, I thought, man, maybe something's wrong with this guy. Because I hear him talk and every time he ends a conversation, he says, God bless you. And I'm not going to lie. To me, at first, I thought, is he mentally challenged? Like, and I don't know why. Like, why in the fuck would I think that? I obviously have some sort of expectation of the way people should carry themselves. And then, so fast forward a couple days. I'm getting ready to clock out, and apparently this gentleman's getting ready to end his lunch. And I'm sitting on a bench in front of the time clock, and he sits next to me. And we start having this conversation, and really it's pretty surface. Pretty graphic, hey, how are you, how's work been, you done your holiday shopping, this and that. And then it took a turn and it was like a little bit deeper. And when he ended it, he told me, God bless you, Andrew. And honestly, on God, I thought that was the deepest 2-minute interaction I think I've had in months, emotionally. Metabolically, like in so many ways. And I thought, like, these quick interactions that we can have with people, man, are so, can be so much more meaningful and or equally as meaningful than a full on relationship or something like that. And now fast forward to different topics. I've recently coming out of a relationship that I was in for 9 months or so, and it was a little bit of a hard relationship. I had a deep connection to this girl, this person. And just recently, I met someone that I met for 2 days, and clearly the feelings aren't the same. You don't know someone 9 months and 2 days, but these interactions can be so deep, and you can create such a connection that you almost feel, you hear people say it all the time, I just met you, but I feel like I know you a lifetime. And so I want to talk about that. Is that part of your expectations, and you and that person met all your expectations, or was that
some shit? I'm so glad you asked that question.
Or was that, yo, I didn't even have these expectations, and you were, or like, what is that? Or is that part of, like I was saying, is that just part of being human, and some humans just link on that level? Like, that's why I wanted to talk about these quick interactions, because, and I'm glad you asked. Go in a little bit on that, because quick interactions could be like a quick 9 out of 10 sensor interaction, but I want to even talk about that, please.
Prefacing my answer.
Please.
Shout out, take a moment of silence for all the failed relationships, all the failed communications.
Yo, and at this point, I want to correct you on that. Shout out to all of the relationships, because none of them are failed. they're all positive and we all took something good out of it.
Okay, I feel that. I feel that.
You know what I'm saying? So it failed in the sense that maybe it didn't work out, but it did work out in the fact that we are exactly where we should be. We are exactly who we should be. So I wasn't correcting you in a dickhead way, but I just wanted the listeners to know it's a more positive take on that.
I appreciate that. And based upon that, speaking for myself, I feel like going from one relationship to the next, if you have expectations for somebody else, that means you have expectations for yourself. Which means you know what you're lacking and you know what you have a plethora of.
Okay.
So when you're lacking something in relationship, naturally, when you end one relationship, you're looking for the things that you're lacking. So you try to find that balance.
Right.
And so when you're able to do that and stay in tune with who you are, that's how people are saying, I feel like I've known you a lifetime, because you're staying real with who you are, but yet you're still setting that bar to where I need you to meet me right here.
And I'm glad that you said that. Because you're right, that's anytime I hear that is, man, I feel like I know you for a lifetime. All I hear is, like, I feel like you're being truthful with me. Like, there's no smoke and mirrors. Like, yep. I feel like I know you for a lifetime because, like, this is a real interaction. And so that's something I like. And what I kind of think of sometimes is, sometimes I hear that and I think, oh, man, that's really cool. Like, oh, this person is either comfortable with me or you know, these conversations are good. But then I think back to, like I said earlier, when this conversation first started, I have expectations of how I should now carry myself. So I'm carrying myself at a different expectation of who I maybe not am really. Because, again, obviously I can talk a little more educated. I can carry myself a little more professional, whatever. I can not curse, whatever. But, again, like I said, because I'm carrying myself at this now expectation of what I have and maybe what other people have of me, and I'm hearing, I feel like I've known you for a lifetime. I'm also hearing, I don't know you, the real you. You're like, I feel like I've known this front of you for a lifetime. And sometimes I don't want to, like, be a jerk and tell people, like, yeah, I'm kind of a piece of shit. Like, you don't really know. But it's one of those things where, like, I get that you're comfortable with me, but once we're comfortable, it's going to start talking a little bit different. And if you try and correct me or tell me, like, hey, why do you talk like that? You really don't know me all of you. Like, you really weren't as comfortable as you thought. And that's one of those things I'm glad you said that, because it could be the best interaction, but again, it's one of those things where you have to kind of take yourself back and think, is this person putting on that front for those expectations? Are they
let me ask you this question,
and are they gonna meet my real expectations?
Let me ask you this question, because it's totally relevant to the topic,
please.
When you're having expectations, You expect your expectations to be met, right? Which means you...
Let me answer that.
Ipso facto, you want to be accepted.
Wait, let me answer that a little bit better. You said, do I expect my expectations to be met? And like you said, when you answer your questions, you personally. Me personally, I expect my expectations to be met if I've met them. Because I'm not going to lie, I am both biased, because like I've said in the beginning of this, I'm a human being, you're a human being, we're all human beings. I am both biased and what's the word I'm looking for here when you tell people you can't smoke weed but then you go smoke weed?
Hypocritical.
I'm both biased and hypocritical. So sometimes I have expectations that are tippy top. And the way I judge it and when I should or how I should hold people to expectations is that an expectations I've met or I could meet? That's the way I judge that. So that's my answer. If you ask me, do I expect to meet my expectations? Yes, if I've met them or I could meet them. Because again, sometimes my expectations, like you said, we all have expectations that we want to be met right then and there. But right then and there, if this person's not meeting it, I think to myself, okay, hold on. Let me not be a jerk. My expectation is this person to talk proper. I don't even talk proper. You know what I'm saying? My expectation is this person to like this type of music. I don't even like that only type of music. My expectation is this person to dress like that. I can't even afford to dress like that. Those type of things. So go ahead. That I just wanted to reiterate, because at first I said yes, and that was really surface-based, top-of-the-barrel type shit, and I said yes. Because yes is the answer. I expect people to meet my expectations. But again, holding myself accountable, being more introspective. If I can't meet my expectation, why the hell would I expect this person to meet my expectation? So please go ahead, continue with the rest of your question.
In continuing with that, the reason why I asked that question is, ipso facto, if you want your expectations to be met,
right,
you're looking for acceptance.
For sure.
So it's all about how do you want to be accepted by somebody else? If you don't really care about that, then you should have no expectations.
Bro, and that, I can keep saying it every time our conversation moves into the next segment, but damn, bro, every time we have a conversation, it just naturally moves into the next segment. You're talking about, I'm sorry, what did you say right now?
Like, acceptance.
Acceptance and expectations. So that's one of those things as far as like, I totally lost my train of thought as I got so excited for you to bring this up. Please continue, because again, I know what I want to say, but I want to make sure, I want to think about it and say the right words.
So, when you have expectations, you want to be accepted on a certain level.
I know what I want to say. Please continue, yeah.
You want to be accepted as an intellectual, right, or as someone who's real, or someone or who can dick you down.
Whatever you're projecting.
Exactly. You want your projection to be accepted. Mm-hmm. If your projection is rejected, then there's a major problem there.
Yeah.
But if there's some form of acceptance, then that's how you build a relationship. You got to keep in mind how you're accepted is how you have to keep that relationship.
Right. Absolutely.
If you're going to go on under some false pretense, then when you start being your real self and you're not accepted, don't be mad, because that's your fault. You set the wrong expectation.
Yeah.
You have to take responsibility for your expectation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to be able to accept those consequences and kind of be able to reevaluate and resituate yourself and kind of figure out. And again, like I said, be introspective and figure out. Because first of all, you shouldn't have to live up to anybody's expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have an expectation that you think you're living up to and someone is more or less saying like, yo, you did not meet that expectation, and you hear that more often than not, you do have to be introspective and realize, okay, hold on, what am I doing incorrectly that I'm not meeting that standard and or not meeting this expectation? Because sometimes I think like, first of all, fuck everybody, like I'll do what I want. But then I realize, you know, because my first thing is, you know, F everybody's opinion, I don't really care what you think about me. But then when you think, hold on, I'm starting to hear the same thing from different people throughout different times of my life. It's, yeah. You can't keep saying F everybody. You have to realize that something is not wrong with what you're doing, but something is not giving you the results that you want. And again, it's not wrong. There's no wrong. I don't believe in wrong or right, man. That's left for somebody else to decide, whether it's, you know, God or a judge. That's beyond me. But it's not wrong or right, man. And so I'm glad you started talking about acceptance and things like that, because, man, and every time I start trying to think about it, I get a little off track, because I want to say so much about acceptance and being introverted. But that's one of those things where I have really so much to say, because when you really start looking into, like you said, you have expectations that want to be met, and you want someone to accept you. And all in that same cycle is asking yourself the question why. Like I told you recently, I've started breaking down the question why to 1,000 times. For example, I bought these shoes. I've never bought these old school shoes before in my life. To be honest, my thought always has been, fucking wag, bro. Like, there's too much going on. There's a little, that line on the side, this little sew here. Too many laces. Like, it has like 4 more laces than normal Vans. Like, it's
right.
I'm a little more simpler. And then I wanted to buy them all of a sudden. I have expectations that I want to be met. I expect to attract a certain girl. I expect to look a certain way. Now, like you said, when you have expectations, you want acceptance. Now, and then I broke it down, because you're right. When I asked that question, why do I expect to, what am I expecting out of buying these shoes? To attract a certain kind of girl, to get a certain kind of acceptance. And then I broke it down. The next question was, why do I want that acceptance? And then I started thinking about, well, because maybe, you know, I don't have that many followers on Instagram. Maybe I don't have, you know, maybe I'm not attracting this type of girl. And then I started thinking, beyond that, you know? Again, this all comes back to being introspective, and really just trying to figure out what your expectations really should be for yourself. And that's where I think I'm at right now. Why do I want acceptance from this girl? But why is it this type of girl? And why did I get that way? And why and why and why? Till it comes down to, there's been a couple times where I've asked those questions and it doesn't end on me. And I stopped doing it. Because it ended on something else. Some other reason that I can't justify.
And that's a very good thing.
And so that's now when things end, and sometimes simply, because again, there's nothing wrong with that, you just want something. We're all human beings. I can want to go burn a $100 bill right now just because I want to do it. There's nothing right or wrong with that. But when you can truly get down to, I'm doing it because I want this for myself, that's beautiful. That's the most beautiful thing. Like, I want this for myself. I want the attention or acceptance from this girl or this person, or I want to look like it because I want it for myself. Even if you ask 1,000 more questions in between that, if you get down to you want it for yourself, it's a beautiful thing. Like,
it is.
Then you are, like we said, you're living to your expectation, and then that's an expectation you can then hold to somebody else, and that somebody else can hold towards you.
And just kind of bring it all home. Imagine how great that can be when you can accept yourself.
And that's one thing I'm starting to accept more, and that's one thing I'm starting to do more and more, is starting to just be able to be comfortable in my own skin, in my own expectations. Even if I'm not living up to them, I'm still holding myself accountable. I'm still telling myself, this is still an expectation and a goal. You didn't meet it today, but did you take a step towards it today? Did you take a step away from it today? Because if you did, then you got some double time that we'll do tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You took a step towards it today? Hey, well, guess what? You still got some double time to do tomorrow.
Right.
And so that's one of those things. And man, I think it's coming up on about an hour.